G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 10th of September. And Justin Avendano, our sporting man, does he think Manly will win?
What do you reckon?
He's a one-eyed man.
How much does he think they'll win by?
Yeah, we'll find out. We also this morning spoke with Triple M's oldest listener, John.
Second oldest.
Well,
on technicality.
The oldest person, Triple M's oldest listener to call.
Yes, that one older couldn't use the phone.
And what about, we've got contestants coming out of our yin-yang.
For Triple M's unofficial surf correspondent.
Chris Hyington has just texted me. And, of course, Chris Hyington's sports performance. Chris, who played for the Sharkies.
Yeah.
Won a premiership there with the Tigers as well. And now he's coaching all the kids on the Central Coast, which is absolutely sensational.
Tell me he hasn't.
He said, he said I'll do the, he just texted, he said, I'll do the surf report. So should park him till Monday.
Yes.
So on Monday, we'll tease that.
Well, there's a queue.
Yeah, there's a queue.
Budding surf reporters.
So Monday, Chris Hyington, rugby league legend from the Central Coast, will be doing auditioning.
It's
all bloody auditioning.
It's all auditions.
Of course.
We don't just give you, you know, the job because
just a startup.
You can't rest on laurels here.
So we'll give Chris a crack on Monday. In the meantime, we were supposed to do this, but we're going to do a surf report instead.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
I tell you what, Rob, these surf reports are coming thick and fast. With the people who want to audition.
When more than one surf port is barely enough.
We have got Phil from Point Frederick, formerly from Avoca. G'day, Phil.
Yeah, morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, not
too
bad,
Phil,
mate.
Where are you standing right now?
Well, I'm in Terrigal. I work in Terrigal, delivering post to the coast. And I get to see all the beaches during the day. Copa, Max, Avoca.
That's very good.
A pretty good lifestyle.
So, mate, that is a great office to work in. And you want to audition as a surf reporter?
I do, yes.
Well, mate, give it a crack before Friday, the 10th of September. What's the surf on the Central Coast, Phil?
Righto, well, I'm stoked to give this report, frothing to give the Dawny lineup all the info. That's my surf talk.
Okay. Nice.
Do you want me to, I'll just translate that. So stoked, being excited, frothing, can't wait. And the Dawnies, they're the guys out there now when the sun rises.
The Dawnies.
And the lineup is all those blokes that sit at the back of the surf, just sitting on their boards, waiting for the good wave to come in.
That's
wave.
A Palmer. That's is a Palmer.
It,
so, I'm all over that. And the waves aren't off the hook today, so you won't get ragdoll. Right, Ad.
They're not off the hook, so you won't get ragdolled. Okay.
That's it. To the report, we just got a nice, clean little two-footer coming in this morning, boys.
Yeah.
Water temperature's around 18 degrees.
Oh, nice.
High tide this morning at 10:31, so I'd get out there before then.
Tight.
And, max temperature 25, so it's going to be a beautiful day on the coast. Wind from the north at about 9 knots.
Oh, you're
from the north at 9 knots.
You have all the information, the temp, the wind speed. Mate,
I'll tell you what, the south, the southern ends of the beaches looks like a great spot for a paddle. If you like your paddle board, get out there. The waves are sort of rolling into the north.
You're through to the next round, mate.
Gee,
you are through.
That's a wow.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Give us a call.
Can we expect it to spit barrels at the low?
I'm stoked. I'm frothing. Whether you ride backhand or forehand, don't drop in.
Jump to the drop in.
Get into the pocket and ride it out on the shoulder, boys.
Oh.
And don't let the grommets give you any bloody.
No.
Give you any rubbish.
That's right.
Whistle on your way in. All right, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. Give us your through to the next round.
Thank you very much, sir.
Cheers, boys. Have a good weekend.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
And on Friday, we do something different. It's free for all.
Where you just call us about anything.
Anything whatsoever.
It doesn't matter. Whatever's on your mind could be right in front of you. Could be something you thought about during the week. Could be something you got planned over the weekend.
We've got, we reckon, Triple M's oldest listener.
Could be. Close to it. John from Halekulani. G'day.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, mate. How old are you, Johnny?
82.
God, Johnny said 82 last Saturday. Be buggered. You only sounded like about 22.
Yeah.
I felt about 30.
Well, that's good.
You're getting old there. Hey, now, mate, earlier on this morning, we were looking at wages when you first started. When did you first started kicking off your employment?
I was apprenticed at the water board in Sydney in 1954.
Yeah.
And, £3 18 and 6 a week.
£3
And I used to get mum 10 bob out of that.
Yeah.
10 shillings.
Right. All right. Now in English, that's a different currency back then. What happened?
is that a buck?
Right.
Is that a buck? Yeah. £3, that's like, you know, was it double?
Double, $6.
$6.
Virtually double. Yeah, virtually double.
Oh, what is a week's weight? What's £3 buy you back then?
Well, $10 for board. And I couldn't go to the pub. I was too young in those days, only 15. And, there was no television, and we just had radio, and there wasn't a lot to spend your money on. So I saved, and within 15 months, I'd bought my first car for £40.
£40.
What'd you buy? What was your first car?
It was a 1938 English Standard, fully imported.
Right.
And it was white with red mud guards.
Yeah.
And a canvas roof.
Well, how old were you?
I was 16 and 10 months. I got my license.
Did you get the girls in the car? Did they come flocking?
Oh, of course, mate. Of course.
Flocking. Became a magnet.
And, mate, what about your first house? How much was your first house?
Oh, that was in Roselle, $6,000.
Yeah.
And now worth about $2 million.
$2 million.
$6,000 to $2 million.
Oh,
outrageous.
Oh, mate.
bloody. Five or six of them.
Yeah. I was in Stanmore Park Surf Club at the time, and we used to go to surf carnivals down the south coast, and we lobbed down to Mollymook one Saturday and for a carnival, and they had blocks of land right opposite the beach for £40, and I was telling my father about it. He said, oh, I'll buy two. He said, you know, you'll sell them later on.
Yeah.
No, I went and bought another car instead, and now that's Millionaire's Row.
Oh, £40.
Wow. Hey, John, mate, can you call us back any stage? Give us a call back and get aboard, mate. It's been so nice talking to you, buddy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I've enjoyed it too.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, John.
Each time when you call back, we might investigate something further.
Okay.
All right, mate.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
good
Johnny.
One, John. Triple M's oldest listener.
Okay, boys, I'm not the oldest of lady I care for. She's 83.
Oh, she's just in don't the game too. Don't tell her. Okay, see you, Johnny.
Yep. See you later.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yeah, time to talk sport with the main man, Terrigal Boy. BBL champion for Sydney Sixers twice over. Hey, Just, good morning, mate.
Just out.
How are we going, lads?
Not too bad. I reckon you'd go for this because my daughter, Hannah, the other night came to me and she said, I'll try this, Dad. Vanilla ice cream with soy sauce. Would you give that a crack?
No, that sounds horrible.
Mate.
Reckons it tastes like caramel.
Just.
Look, I'm up for all desserts, but that sounds awful. Sorry, mate.
Why
wouldn't you just buy salted caramel if that's what it tastes like?
We've had to cut the costs at home because the proposed increased water and sewage rates here on the coast. So I said, Henny, try soy sauce. She said, we'll get caramel. I said, get that soy sauce on the vanilla ice cream. And look, give it a crack, mate. Give it a crack and give us a report next Friday, hey?
I don't think it's going to be happening, mate.
All right. Mate, we're hitting final times tonight in the NRL. Can your team Manly beat the Storm?
Mate, I reckon they can. I'm calling for an upset. I'm actually calling for an upset in both the games. But the way Tom Trbojevic is playing, I think anything is possible. Melbourne lost to Parramatta a few weeks ago, so it shows they can be beaten. But Manly just got dealt some late news that their hooker, Lachlan Croker, he got injured at training yesterday, so he's going to be out for the match with Carl Lord and replacing him at 9. But I also think the Bunnies can pull one over the Panthers tomorrow night. The odds of this happening probably a little bit smaller, but it's going to be a cracking game because Reynolds will be trying everything to win as he's leaving for Brisbane next year after being at South for about 16 years since his junior days. So I think both games are going to be cracking. And then the other games, look, no one really has a huge interest in them because the two good games are those. But I think the Roosters are going to be too strong for the Titans and Power will probably get it over the Knights. But it's going to be a cracking weekend of footy.
Right, fair enough. Now, mate, I'm really. How about Cricket Australia taking a stand?
Yeah, mate. Well, this is it's big news. So it was a one-off Test match that's been in the making for about 10 years against Afghanistan. It was going to be played in Hobart this summer, but now with the Taliban taking over, they pretty much put a ban on women's cricket. And Australia have come out and said, look, if they don't support the cricket for all mentality, they're not going to go ahead with a Test match. So it's a good, strong, positive vibe for the women's game, but unfortunately, we do want to see Afghanistan come out if they can. So hopefully they can resolve something and cross the line and get them over here for the summer.
Mate, yeah. What about an AFL? AFL finals mate. Time, mate.
Mate, it's... We've actually never really spoken about AFL, that silly code across the border. So I thought we better mention it. So it is semi-finals over there at the moment. I do watch a little bit of AFL. Melbourne have taken on Geelong tonight in the semi-final in Perth. And then Port Adelaide have taken on the Western Bulldogs. Now, Melbourne and Port Adelaide are strong favourites for both their matches. But I think Geelong have a good chance tonight against Melbourne. Now, the final has also been moved to Perth for the first time in its history. And after having it in Brisbane last year. So now, for those who haven't been to Perth, it is probably the best stadium I've ever been to across the world. So post-COVID, if anybody can get over there, it's absolutely incredible to go watch a sporting event there.
They've banned Eddie McGuire from going as well, apparently.
Yeah, how good's that? they've been strict.
Very much so, not letting everyone in.
Yeah, anything happens in Perth, you can do just about anything.
And, mate, what about this, the big news coming forward about the Olympics, the athletes?
Oh, mate, I think this is just ridiculous. So the Olympic athletes who won a medal this year won't be receiving their payment bonus of about 20 grand for gold, 15 for silver, 10 grand for bronze if they decide to retire post the Olympics. So I don't get it. I don't understand it. They do their country proud and then last minute they go, oh, sorry, you're not going to get your money if you retire. It's like, what are these athletes doing if they're 27, 28 years old coming into their career and they just get told they can't get their money? So I just think it's ridiculous. Yep. It upset me last night when I read it. So
I think though, Justo, that it might have been in the fine print all along, that it's an incentive payment, not a reward. So if they want to keep them going, so that's what they're doing. I don't know. It seems harsh, but...
You know what I do?
If that's the way it is, that's the way it is.
If I was one of those athletes, I'd say, yeah, I'm competing in 2024.
You would.
And just take the money and then just bow out before the games begin.
No one would believe you to start with.
100%. Take it for what they can.
Exactly. All right, Justin. Justin Avendano, have a good weekend. Don't forget, try vanilla ice cream and soy sauce and hope your team Manly wins tonight, mate.
Thanks, boys. Take it easy.
See you, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Justin Avendano, BBL champion from Terrigal Sixers. He is as well. Two times over the champ.
Lockdown pick-me-ups.
Okay, you want one of these things? Real simple thing to do. Just go to triplem.com.au, nominate someone who you think needs a bit of a pick-me-up, and we will do the rest.
Yes, and someone who has done just that is Chris from Woongarra. G'day, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going all right, thanks. Yeah.
Good stuff, mate. Who are you nominating?
Just my wife, Chloe.
Yep.
And she's a school teacher, and then we got three kids at home. A six-year-old, and he's got autism, a three-year-old and a 10-month-old baby. Right. And then, so, while in lockdown, she's homeschooling the six-year-old, keeping our three-year-old busy, looking after the 10-month-old, all while...
Teaching 30 other kids.
Oh, mate, she needs a medal. Honestly,
yeah, she's doing
she
all right,
needs
eh?
A that medal. Is...
Oh, doing that's... it with a smile as well somehow.
Oh, and then you come home with your dirty human. Boots at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Put my feet up.
Trudging through the carpet. Chris, did you wipe your boots? Sorry, Noel. Oh, mate. You don't know how... Seriously, just listening to that then, Chris, you go, how the bloody hell is Chloe doing?
That is hard.
I don't know how she does it. She can't... Like last night, for instance, she was in bed about 1 o'clock. She's just going all day.
Because they've got to do prep for all, because it's so changed.
Well, you've got to do all these videos that the kids and do all this audio stuff and the kids listen to the instructions and it's all done because, you know, they need that familiarity in students and she's providing it for everyone, including your family that's and 30 right. other kids. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's it. She's doing great.
Well, mate, she's an absolute legend, Chloe. So we've got, mate, there's this stuff, it's called Bake Believe, and you can get your bake on with Bake Believe. It's Bake Believe AU on Instagram, and everything you need comes in this DIY cake and cupcake mix and kits and all that, and just do everything's there. So it's really good. And so we're going to, thanks to Gabrielle Coffee, we've got free coffee for her and also Gabrielle Coffee coffee bean blend and all that sort of stuff. And that's delivered as well, mate. So both of them will be on Chloe's doorstep, your wife's doorstep, mate, just to say thank you.
Beautiful. Good on you guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, nice one. I reckon you do the baking for her, Chris.
Yeah, why not? I'll give it a crack.
Have a crack at it, mate. They make it easy.
It is time to have a look at the week that wasn't.
Called Rewind.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Time to hit Rewind.
Good morning, Central Coast. Another week gone!
Mark from Watanabe called about his weekly COVID tests.
You know what, Paddy? I've had 9 tests and I've gagged every time.
Because they shove it up a fair way, don't they?
I don't mind it up the nose, but when they shove it down my throat, Paddy.
Oh, I get stuff shoved down my throat all the time.
All right.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
this is what you get for working with Paddy.
That's right.
Rob is always wanting to help locals out.
He's a young chippy, keen, ready to go. Don't know his name or where he lives, but I saw him and said, call me and we'll work it out. So where are you, young chippy?
Hang on. So you don't know his name.
No.
You haven't got his phone number.
No, but I know he's a carpenter.
You're chasing a job for a carpenter you have no details about.
Speaking of locals, Steve called about what he drank.
44 beers in a night.
Holy, mate, what were they?
Do you have someone counting for you?
Two is extra dry, and yeah, we just got into the one box and finished that one and thought, bugger it, we'll get another one.
Holy jeez, that's nearly 2 cartons.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Mate.
You do me under the table. Oh, but not in the biblical sense. We looked at Manly's biggest star.
This may sound stupid, but yeah. I've just realised how good Tom Trbojevic.
It's a hard word. Tommy. I'm glad you had a crack at it.
Tommy Turbo. It's too early for words like Trbojevic. Trbojevic is harder to say than this one syllable word.
So winning $100 tomorrow as we do the morning heel. Horn.
The words aren't coming out straight.
It must be cold.
And speaking of our early morning quiz,
time to do the morning horn, give you a chance to win some money this morning.
Yeah, we've had this horn for about a week now. We know that it is a...
Some people see that as a problem. We don't. We looked for a Triple M unofficial surf reporter. Mark from Forres applied.
Oh, I'd never tell anyone where to go.
Right, no, okay, wouldn't tell them where to go, but what's it like today?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Oh, well, get out! Sorry, I had rid of him. All we wanted was what was it like today. He sacked. By the way, Mark and Forrey, we just sacked him as our unofficial surf reporter this morning.
I tried to sound intelligent. 3-digit numbers.
Would you get 486?
486.
Yeah.
So half that's 243.
Yeah.
And if she has to use all the counters, can she make 2 equal 3-digit numbers? If she throw the counters to show
3
them.
Equals... Three equal.
She needs to make 2 equal numbers.
2 equal numbers.
This isn't working.
We spoke from Tim from United Tools at West Gosford.
My grinder's still working. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, we aim to please, mate. We do a lot of repairs, so,
That's the app on his phone, not the tool.
Paddy loves this TV show.
By the way, too, Gogglebox is back tonight on Foxtel.
Oh, please. And I'm just going to stick a pen in my eye.
We looked at strange names couple call their kids. Mark from Tumby worked at the land title office.
Like some of the ones I remember, well, this fella changed his name to Champion 27 Bastard.
I'm worried about the bloke I work with. As though you were calling me your... significant other.
I didn't mean to call you, hun. It's just, I did.
I said, mate, what about thing? Oh, look, hun. I'm going, oh, geez, mate.
Oh, hang on.
You're getting a little too comfortable.
Hang on. I didn't dream about Tom Cruise barbecuing alone, mate. So
it was a privilege to be there.
The council could be putting our water and sewerage rates up. Jason called about what happens at Davistown.
If it rains, our sewerage stops working. Floods, doesn't work. They've got to get pump trucks out to fix it, and then water. We must have the highest burst water main average on the Central Coast and the dirtiest water. You can fill up a glass and it's yellow 4, 5, 6 times a week.
The debate raged and Cole called about the proposed increase to our water rates.
Well, that's the point, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so you changed sides now, Palmer. He's come back on
our
side.
I'm just saying.
Come back on our side now, Cole.
Just saying.
Yeah.
He's a flag, mate. He is a flag.
Thanks, Cole.
Okay, all right, guys, have a great day.
Take care, mate. Bye.
All the best. Cheers. Bye.
How do you get through primary school?
Why? What do you mean?
Oh, geez, I'll tell you what.
Come on, mate.
Hey, you're that guy. You go, I don't get into pub brawls. I just start them. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer,
you are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.